Thank you. worship the God of Israel. I'm gonna sing it again. As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord.
Come on.
Hallelujah, you're singing Hebrew this morning. Sing Kadosh.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just look to you. Lord Jesus, we look to you. We keep our eyes on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are awesome in this place, Lord.
Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your comfort and your help. For if there were ever a time that we need your presence, your power, your authority operating in us and through us, that time is now. And Lord, we thank you that you have freely given it. Help us to tap into that which you've provided already, not just in receiving it, but having it and keeping it, and doing according to your divine will and purpose that which is righteous in your sight. Thank you, Father, that we are the forgiven, we are the redeemed, we are the delivered, we are the saved, we are the healed, we are the sanctified, the ones made holy by your proclamation. And Lord, oh God, we thank you that you, the God who keeps us, you are the God who abides in and with us. And this day, we abide in your loving kindness and receiving your promises, which are yes and in you, amen. We are enriched, empowered, graced to succeed in everything that we lay our hands to do. All of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord this wonderful day. Go around and just shake hands with someone and say, I'm glad that you came. I'm glad that you're here. Receive the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. One more, you are awesome. And when mama comes, thank you.
You are all. Praise the Lord. Well, God day, everybody. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to pray for our children. We welcome you to Glory and Peace Church. God day, the Odaibos. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. All right, let's pray for our children. Stretch your hands, those of you who are standing. And if your children are not here, your children are included in the prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you, Almighty God, for who you are, for giving us another wonderful day in the land of the living to bless your holy name. Thank you for all our families, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, and those standing here in this altar and those hearing the sound of my voice, every child of God from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we lift every one of us before you. Father, remember your children. Favor them, O God. Hear their cry and their prayer. Answer the impossible. Make it possible. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Strengthen them in our world. In the world of wickedness, may righteousness override. May their lives be full of your mercy, your grace, and your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them excellent week at work, at home, at school, and those that have retired, give them something to do. In the name of Jesus, that there be a new fire in their bones. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you for an excellent week, excellent month, excellency of the living God will be in our lives. Father, that we will walk with you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, children, see you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Let your Spirit rest upon us, upon the service, upon our church, our homes, our cities, our nations, and our lives, and everything you've given to us. May we give it back to you with glory and honor and thanksgiving. Be in the service this morning. Meet everyone in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we got lots of reading to do this morning. Our scripture reading is going to be Nehemiah. So I'm going to be reading chapter 1 and 2. So chapter 1 only have 11 verses and 2 has 20 verses, but they're connected, so that's why we'll read it together. Praise God. Nehemiah, if you can't find it, go to table of content. The rest of you just catch up. Nehemiah chapter 1, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chisilu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace. Okay, month of Shishilu is like October, November, this season. That Hananiah, one of my brethren, came and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Just the same kind of question we have today, what's going on? And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I hope you will have the same heart Nehemiah have to begin to pray for Jerusalem and for Israel. Say amen. And said, verse 5, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, this is his prayer, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. Stop pointing fingers, join the repentance prayer. Say amen. Verse 7, we have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. So you know what is making a lot of people leave their nation. It's always a transgression. So you have to pray for your nation of origin, that Lord, that there will be true repentance in that land, and join yourself in that prayer. Say amen. Say amen. God didn't intend for immigration. Immigration is a sign of sin in the land. I didn't say that. The word of God says it. It's a command. The word is spoken. If you don't follow God's command, God will scatter you. May you and your families not be scattered. Say amen. Say, Lord, put us together. Verse 9, but if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, thou there whereof you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet I will gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. May God choose a place for you and set his name upon you and your household. Say amen. Now these are the servants, thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. May God redeem us with his great power and strong hand from the works of the enemy. Say amen. 11, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. As you pray, may God direct your mind to the right solution. Say amen. Say, Lord, direct my mind to the right solution. The Spirit of God will speak to you. And when he speaks, may you catch it speedily. Say amen. As he was praying, God started directing him in his prayer. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of, who can say this word? Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. That's his job. Nehemiah his job is to continue to pour wine, any water, any drink the king wants. That's all he had to do. Now, I had not been before time sad in his presence, so he enjoyed his service to the king. But this day, his countenance was not good. Verse 2, wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing that thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. We're not talking about democratic system. You serve the king, you better be a happy camper, or your head will be on the chopping block. Here, the king watch him instead of him watching the king, and the king showed mercy towards him. May the King of Glory show mercy towards us. As he watches our heart and knows what's going on behind the scene in our homes, may he extend his hand of love and mercy towards every one of us. in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. Verse 3, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when this city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. He is in a foreign land. He is serving a Persian king, and yet he's thinking of Jerusalem. He's thinking of his people. May God hear your prayer. May God give you an authentic heart that is pure and true, that you have a love for your people and God's people. Say amen. If that's your heart, God will hear your cry. Say amen. Say, Lord, hear my cry. Lord, hear my prayer. So I pray to the God of heaven. Verse 5, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, thou wilt send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. There are dead kings and dead leaders, but he still wants to rebuild the place. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. So it's like Nehemiah is in charge. It's almost like the role is reversed. May God give you boldness and wisdom to know what to do when you have a need. Say, Lord, give me wisdom. It's not going to come. It comes in the place of prayer, place of fasting, place of a set apart time. Say amen. 7, moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that may convey me over unto, until, convey me over till I come unto, into Judah. Verse 8, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertained to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Somebody say, do so for me and our city and our nation. Say amen. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. What is this man's job again? So do not take your career for granted. The little job you have, serve with all your heart. If you're serving in the church, serve with all your heart. If you're serving in your business, serve. If you're serving in your home, serve. God is watching, and at the time of your need, he will help you. May the Lord help all of us. Say amen. Verse 10, when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. May those Sanballat spirit and Tobiah spirit that hangs around you, that pretends to be your friends, may the Lord remove them from your presence. May they not sabotage the vision that God has given to you. Say, Lord, remove sabotages from my life, from my family, from my ministry, from my business. Verse 11, so I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, and I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast I rode on. His limousine was either a camel or a horse or an ass. That's, he only had one. All the entourage was not with him, just himself. When God is speaking to you about a project and a mission, don't be yapping everywhere. Go and seek him. Check everything before you let others know. Say amen. Say amen. The Bible says a wise man has discretion. May you use discretion in your life. Say amen. 13, and I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung pot, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. He didn't go to the plush part to look at the land. He went to the messiest part that nobody wants to, because it's safer, and they will not catch him spying on him. May you use wisdom in your life. Say amen. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. That means everything is destroyed. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. At night, don't sleep through your night. Ask God to show you what to do. Say amen. Say amen. 17, then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth in wait. The gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. May God deliver us that we never be a reproach. Say amen. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. May we have people who will rise and help us to build. Build the work of God to his glory. Say amen. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sambalat, here are those friends again, Sambalat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build, but you have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem. Somebody shout a big amen. May you not have the end part of that word. May you be part of a builder. Rise with me. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are a God who answers prayer. You hear your people when they open their mouths and they have a genuine heart towards you. That you will walk through men to give solutions to the problems in this world. Father, we place ourselves in a place where you can use our lives. Touch our heart. Begin to cleanse our heart from all unrighteousness, from wicked thoughts, from wicked ways, from just assuming things are okay. Except we seek you and call upon you, the answer will never come. So Lord, we call upon the God of heaven today to hear our prayer, to save our people, save our land, save the nation of Israel, save Jerusalem, save nations where we are crying before you, O God. We ask you to transform the leadership of our lands. In the name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord. Let our heart turn towards you. Let us begin to build the house of God. Build your holy temples. Build a place of worship. Build a place where we can cry unto you, O God, and you can answer our prayers. Father, those that are wicked and scorners and mockers around us, deal with all of them. In the name of Jesus, Give us people who will strengthen our hands to build together, to walk together, to magnify your holy name. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace upon her walls, peace and prosperity on her palaces, peace to your people, Lord. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. And your word say, all Israel shall be saved. Father, save your people. Save your people. Miracles are happening every day during all this crisis. You have been showing that you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you have remembered your covenant. Continue to remember your everlasting covenant. Do what no man can do. Save your divine. Save your people and redeem your people. Cleanse the land. Heal the leadership. Draw your people to you. From all the corners of the earth, you've been pulling them home. Continue to give the support. When everyone else fails, God, you never fail. Hear the cry of your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we speak peace. Peace to Jerusalem and all that you are going to do in the land. Father, let the same blessing of peace come to Canada. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let the nation of Canada receive their portion. Let America receive their portion. Let Nigeria receive their portion. Let Yugoslavia receive their portion. Let Philippines receive their portion. Let Thailand receive their portion. And all the nations of the earth, where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, the isles of the seas, and every household, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift everyone who's sick today. We declare and decree over their lives. We say, be healed, be restored, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, let the barren wombs be open. In the name of Jesus, let the blind see. Let the feeble be made strong. Let the deaf hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, those who have stomach issues be healed. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that every name is surrendering to you right now. Jesus, you are Lord over all. Things in the heaven, earth, and underneath the earth, visible and invisible. We thank you for your lordship. And we thank you for testimonies. Let the word of God come to us this morning with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, testimonies, and answers and solutions, and witty inventions and ideas from the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for financial breakthrough. Meet every need, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.